hear, Prabhuji?
Yes,
Mataji, we can hear.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 second, Prabhuji. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.28.5 onwards. Prabhuji is the disciple of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhuji is an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining the call today and giving your valuable association and time this morning. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha Salsatrubhesha Krapa Sangrubhe Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavadyo Namo Namah Nama Aum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Namin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashyatya Prasatarine. I thank all of you for giving me the opportunity to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Saint Puranjana's story is continuing, and we learn so many things. This Puranjana's story was told by Narayana to keep touching Barisas to correct his mentality of doing some karma kand, are not directly devotional service. He is bringing it to an allegory, so we will be reading text number 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4, chapter number 28, text number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I will try. So, text number 5. Tasyam Prapidyamanayam Abhimani Puranjana Avapuru Vidas Tapan Kutumbi Mamata Kulaham. When the city was thus endangered by the soldiers, and Kalkanya, in Puranjan, being overly absorbed in affection for his family, was placed in difficulty by the attack of Yavanraj in Kalkanya. So, purport, and I will give a little bit background of this, who is Kalkanya and who are all these people. So when we refer to the body, we include the external grass body, which is the various limbs, as well as mind, intelligence, and ego. In old age, these all become weak. So now Puranjan is becoming old because of so much indulgence in sex life and so much indulgence in materialistic activity. And they are attacked by different diseases. So that is the natural way, like birth, death, old age, disease, old age, just come. It is there for everybody. Diseases are also come. He was attacked from everywhere. The proprietor of the body, that is the soul, the living soul, becomes very sad at not being able to use the field of activity properly. Field of activity, that is the body. See, the lower of the, there is a whole chapter about the field and the field of activity. So, the field is this body where we act. And the lower of the field is the soul. But also, Krishna is super soul, he also knows. And he knows not only our field, but he knows about all the fields. So, that is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, because now he could not do anything much, he so weak. Old, tired. So, and the field was overgrown by with harms and weeds. And not just directly the field that you could plow or grow something, it becomes, or do some activity, it becomes very difficult for the owner to work it. That is the position of the soul. When the body itself becomes a burden due to disease, extra burdens are placed on the body in the form of anxiety and general deterioration of the bodily function. A little bit we will discuss what these people are, this Kalkanya and Jara and so. So King Kalkanya, that is Kalkanya, that is the daughter of Time. So Time's daughter is the one that Jara means old age and ill fed, Durbhagya. Because somehow this Jara comes to everybody, that is the part of the living being. And we become more older if we are attached too much to his body. Body is meant to serve Krishna. Then he becomes more youthful for longer period of time, and he will be more vigorous. He won't be filled with anxiety that now I have to give up everything. When somebody dies, naturally he has to give up all the everything that he has collected. It's very difficult in whole of his life, his relations, his home, his wealth, his attachment to certain food, so many things that we are attached to, so that is all gone and he is filled with anxiety. So that is all the work of Kalkarni, that is the time captain. Or she is the daughter of time, you may say, because she is related with by the time, we automatically get old. So there are that old age comes. And Yavaneshwar, that is the bhai, or Yavan Raj or Yavaneshwar Raj, that is the king of the Yavan, the bhai, fear. Fear, and what is the fear? Everybody is fearful of death, mrityu. So the Yavaneshwar or bhai is death also. And Prajwar, that is the Vishnu Jwara, you may say, the fever sent by the Vishnu. So there are two types of fever. One is the fever before time, and so that is the and another fever with certain diseases, they say, like this, that happens with typhoid and pneumonia. But before also death, there is a fever that may go very high, and the man dies, he cannot tolerate that. And soldiers of the Yavan Raj is shown there, by soldiers, that is so many diseases, Adi Daivik, Adi Atmi, Adi Bhakti. So this is the whole story Purandan is the human being, the Pharaoh 9 gates. So this is the story of all the, not all the living beings, but particularly the, all the human beings. And how that is started, because we desire to get away from our avidya, from our real friend, Krishna. We leave his company and we come to India separately from him. Without, so he says that I will come back soon, let me just go and enjoy. He looked for a certain place where he could enjoy more and more. So he found a place and where he saw the Puranjani, and Puranjani is contaminated or polluted intelligence. So he is Puranjan, so we are all Puranjan, and Puranjani is the materialistic intelligence which is equal from enjoying the matter. So that is Puranjani. So he is enjoying the system and is forgetting the time factor, the time is taking away everything, and I will become old. So a devotee understands that everything is under control of Krishna, and if he wants, he will protect me, Mare Krishna, Rake Krishna, Mare Krishna. So he has lot of expansion of the presence. Then the sons, daughter, the grandsons, they all become plunderers of his wealth. They are just plundering everything. And because he was attached, he wanted to take care of them until the end. And he was so much worried that how they will be able to maintain themselves without my presence. I have to be there. So he is implicated in so many desires. And just like in Prachin Bharita Bharita. So this is being told in Prachin Bharita. Now the old age comes. And this Chandavay is attacking the Puranjan city. And that is being protected. The 500 serpents fight with the Chandavay. And so there are Gandharva Chandavay, it is like day and night. They are soldiers. So 720, 360 times food in the day and night times. They are coming and they are attacking on the city. So as the time goes by, day and night, every day as it passes, we come to the end of our death. Our body, the bimbal. So there are four stages in everybody's life. Those four stages are like when you are born, then you remain for some time. You grow. You produce byproducts, you dwindle, and then you die. So these are the six stages. Anything that is material, where one has to go through the six stages. So then the 500% that was talking, that is the five prana, prana, pan, yan, saman, vidan. These are the five life air. They try to protect us, but how long they will work? Initially, if there is like a coronavirus, it blocks your all the therapeutic situation, once it becomes like solid and there is pneumonia. Naturally, you can't breathe. So this prana vayu, normally it is protecting us, it is keeping us alive. But this prana, so the life sustaining movement goes on. So no one agreed to accept Jara, like Jara wanted to get married. But only one man he accepted. And that man was this, not from the way science, this Gandharva. So one man that is a Kalkarni, he accepted it, that is Yavan Raj. Yavan Raj accepted that. And who is Yavan Raj? That is Yavan Raj, is the fear, mrityu. he expected that death expected that there are old age. And Prajwa Arjadev that told you that it is fever before dying. And beyond Ajit soldier, that is Adi Devi, Adi Bhakti, Adi Atme. So we are reading Kurunjan Spain when the city was endangered by all the plunderers and by Yavandra and by the, he became very old and his 500% could not protect anymore. So he, because he was against his family and its opposition, he underwent a great anxiety because of this. That, oh, I cannot protect, how they will survive, what will happen. So because of the attachment, but if somebody is not attached, then the body, the, you take you the body and take another body. But most of the time, the devotee gets basically no body. They get a single body and go back home, back to garden. Or if they accept a body because they have done devotional service, then naturally they will get another human body in a higher status. Like, higher status means either they get birth in a devotee family or get birth in an aristocratic family. So, and so either Pekta Devam Sumer Janma Naiki, either they don't get any birth or they get a birth if they remain incomplete in their devotional family. So devotee knows that the Krishna also proclaimed, Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotee never perishes. He will come back to me. And Yogakshamam Mahadev, I take whatever they are lacking and I will provide it. But for a non-devotee, it is very difficult to understand. They don't even know that they are not the body. They are the soul, part and parcel of Krishna. But they don't understand that because of their so mentality, material mentality. They think that we are lotus of all and chemicals that they have grown up to be human form by evolution and this right philosophy and all this. These are all nonsense philosophy. We have to refer to the Shastra. So, then the extra buttons are placed on the body. Now the next word, Kanyapugulo Nasashi Prakano Vishayatmatra Nasaprajyo Rateshwaryo Gandharva Yava Mayer Bala. When King Kurunjan was embraced by Kalkanya, Kalkanya, that is old age, that is embraced. It's not that physically one of the woman is embracing, but that is old age embrace. When he became old, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having been too much attached to sex, he became very poor in intelligence, lost all his opulence. He was bereft of all possessions, he was conquered possibly by the Gandharva. And then the day and night passing of the time, that is the Gandharva and the Yavana. Yavana and Gandharva are attacking city. 500% Ramvayu could not protect him. He lost all his luxury, all his intelligence, because of too much intelligence in his sex life. When he lose, then that, if each sex life is due up, or like your 40 days of food, that makes a little one time, or less than a little, like even 10 grams, that is produced, and then it is gone. But there is ojas, that is urea, that is also called ojas, that he could raise it up, and that gives you, so the most of the diseases are forgetting anything like Alzheimer's disease, and fingers getting shaking, getting all because of the too much attachment to the thing. Too much attachment to the thing, so many other diseases, like shy, like tuberculosis, that is all there, and so many other chronic diseases are brought by this. In olden days, when people were restricted, they used to follow the Vedic system, then it is unheard to have diabetes and high blood pressure, and, like too much obesity, and so many things, even cancer or heart attack. Hardly in the whole town where I was living, in the 5,000 population, I've never heard that such things happen. But nowadays, people have become lazy, they are so much tormented in the mind, they don't know what is, who they are. Even the old person would know in India, even now, that everything is happening because of my karma. If I do good karma, I will relish my life in the next life. But the people, they don't know that there is a next life. The teacher, they say that there is no next life. So next word is, Kanyapaguro Nasashi Prapona Vishayatmaka Nasya Prajyo Rateshwaryo Gandharva Yavar Nair Bala. When King Kurunjan was embraced by Kalkanya, he gradually lost all his beauty. Having been too much to sex, he became very poor in intelligence and lost all his opulence. being bereft of all possession. So all opulence is there to enjoy. He may have everything, kingdom and everything was there, all decorated, but it's like a decoration of a dead body. He is dying and so many things are there. What is the use of all the children? And the thing is that it will come in the next verse, but they also need affection. What he could provide, whatever is there, he has earned. Now it is all there to enjoy. Let him die. I don't care. So that is the status of it. And that is every life, just like this Kamsa. He saw his father very old. He said, why not I should enjoy? Let me just enjoy my own way. I will do it. And then he imprisoned him. He could have killed him. He wanted to kill his sister even. Although he loved her greatly, but he just wanted to kill Patrick in Jan. So that is the demonic tendency. So, in purport, it's a very short purport. When a person is attacked by invalidity of whom they and is still addicted to something, gratification, he gradually loses all his personal duty, intelligence, and good position. He thus cannot resist the forceful attack of the daughter of the side. He cannot resist. All will take him. Nobody even for a minute, he cannot stop this Kalkarni. They will come. That is the Yamaraj's duty, Kalkarni, and like that. So, one should be very careful how to lead the life. Otherwise, he will be too much in anxiety. That cannot be described the highly when everything is taken forcibly and you have so much pain, like thousands of scorpions are fighting at the same time. That is a sign of death. So if it's forcibly they take it, nobody can stop it. Being embraced, like he was embraced by the Kalkanya, he literally lost his duty. Having been addicted to sex, he lost his intelligence and opulence and was forcibly conquered by him. So, text number 7. Vishirnam Satirinviksha Pratikulana Nadratan Putran Patran Ramatyan Jayam Jagata Sauradam. In Prunjan then saw that everything in his town was scattered, and that his sons, grandsons, servants, and ministers were all gradually opposing him. He also noted that his wife was becoming cold and indifferent. Now she knew he is dying, that he would not be able to fulfill my senses. So let him go. She is not peacefully, she will be cold or where he is there. Children would be you, whereas because he can't provide them anything. They were all around, even the fans and everybody is around him. Many workers are there in Bhagatam, that they will be all around you, like the guys are around some street are. So they will also all around there. But once he cannot do, he cannot earn any more money. That is whatever he has earned, that is his point of and take advantage of it. So his wife also. So these stories we are reading from long time ago. And it is still there, that is the life of all the living beings. When one becomes an invalid, his senses and organs are weakened. In other words, they are no longer under one's control. And this old age, like one remembers whatever they were enjoying. So the memory and the attachment is there until death, particularly with respect to attachment of beautiful woman that you heard about the Ajmer Baksha. Because he asked his minister that whether until how long that the sex life is there, he said until death. He said, no, it is not possible to come to the hospital and bring your beautiful young daughter. So he came, she was very nicely decorated like Apsara. So when she said, everybody was looking at that girl with dusty eyes. That would be good then. That they were not looking to the king. He was the king of the whole country. So nobody looked at him. This is beautiful thing that you see. So where they are looking, you could have realized yourself. So why they should be less, but that is lifelong we do when that comes at the time of the death. Even if when a person is with this condition, even if family members, his son's grandson's wife, become disrespectful, they no longer are under the command of the master of the house. Just as we wish to use our senses for sense of gratification, the senses also require strength, but we become selfless from the body and the reciprocation. A man keeps a family for enjoyment, and similarly, family members demand enjoyment on the head of the family. When they do not receive sufficient money from him, they grow disinterested and ignore his command or desire. This is all due to one's being a profaner. Profaner is miser, but he tells all life long and he keeps it, and then at the end he just goes and nobody cares about him. There is a story of Avanti Brahman in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter. Once you read that, how he was feeling alarmed, because even his children, they gave him or they gave him away, and even when he was outside, and people were seeing the stones and spitting at him, because he was miser. He did not use his money properly. Using money properly means it should be for Krishna consciousness. That is, give knowledge to the people. Let them come to Krishna's lotus feet. But rather than that, we use it for our own body, our own consciousness, extended sense examination. Extended means, oh, he's my son, so that is, let me take care of him. So that is extended. Or even to the country, that is extended sense examination. We are not part of this country. Today we are in this country, tomorrow we will be somewhere another Brahmanda. Who knows? And better that we don't come to this miserable material world, which is full of misery. Dukha lam ashashvatam. So we cannot fulfill the enjoyment of your children, grandchildren, or whatever extended family. So that is krapan. Brahman is, that is opposite to that they are very liberal, they use their money in Krishna's service, and then everybody is benefited. And because in this giving for children and grandchildren and everything, to certain extent it is fine, but it should be money belongs to Krishna and it should be used for Krishna. Money does not belong to the children or grandchildren. Unless it is properly used, then you are krapan. Not Brahman. Brahman means your heart is big. One should understand the constitutional position of the absolute Brahman and then engage in his service as a Vaishnava. To get this facility in the human form of life, but if we do not properly utilize this opportunity, we become a krapan, miser. A miser is one who gets money but does not spend it properly. In human form of life is especially meant for understanding Brahman or becoming a Brahman. And so Brahman and Brahman. Brahman means understanding Krishna. Brahman is the greatest. And Brahman is the path. Or becoming a Brahman, and if we come to the Vaishnava level, Brahman here in Vedic study, when we say Brahman, that is your Vaishnava. And if we do not utilize it properly, we remain a krapan. You can actually see that when one has money but does not spend it, he remains a miser and is never happy. Similarly, when one's intelligence is spoiled due to sense gratification, he remains a miser throughout his life. So, text number 8. Atmanam Kanaya. So, just a summary of this verse, number 8 that we just read. Verse 7. When he saw that everything in his town was scattered, and his friends, grandsons, followers, ministers, and wife had become independent with is a star, is an object. They have no care, no personal attachment, no personal relationship. They become indifferent. So, Atmanam Kanaya Agrastam Sanchana Maritim Shitan. When King Puranjan saw that all his family members, relatives, followers, servants, secretaries, and everyone else had turned against him, he suddenly became very anxious. But he could not counteract the situation because he was thoroughly overwhelmed by all this. He is old, he has no energy, no strength, no intelligence. How he could control all this? Although he had servants and secretaries and many followers, but everything is calm and nobody is following him. When a person becomes weak from the attack of old age, the family members, servants, secretaries do not care for him. He is then unable to counteract this. Thus, he becomes more and more anxious and laments his frightful condition. Just like Dhritaraj, he was living at the expense of, by his son, all 100 things were killed by Bhima. He was living as Brahman, a great person. He was taking care of feeding him with everything from others. But Vidurji came and said, "You are not ashamed that you are eating at the house of Bhima, who killed your 100 sons. Why don't you, means how long will you be like this? You will die one day without Krishna consciousness. Come and surrender to Krishna and become his worshipper. Understand the value of human life. Now you have some energy, utilize for that. Alas, in the old age, we go on earning until we die. and then everything changed. That your nature, your propensity to become Krishna consciousness is there in the heart for every living being. This is the Krishna saying, Sadhya Kamina, Shavanadi, it is for everything. It will become manifest. It is not there, but it will come up. So you should get the process properly. Before we get too old, and then we would not have any strength to do it. So Kaumara Pasket Sadhya, Kaumar Maharashtra, has come very high your age, Kaumar age, if you detect it, not at the age of say, then you won't remember. That's why we said that before Yamracharya is saying that before us, like now I'm young, now I can speak, I can chant, so please let me die. Because then stop what he said, that hope will get choked. How I will be able to remember and chant your holy name. So it is the condition for everybody, that is affecting everybody. And if Ranjan died a miserable death, they have not been attached to this death. And that is there. This is Vaishnava, this whole metal world. If everybody is bound by this disease called death, and it is not really, you may say it is a gamble, but it is a grand mind of the material world forever. You die, take another life. And we have been rotting from this from time immemorial. So, text number 9. Age number 6. Seeing this situation, Puranjan, that is the living being or human being, the materialistic person, that is Puranjan, becomes very anxious. Yet he was not able to counteract the Kalpanyas attack. Text number 9, Kalpanyas inferred. What has happened? Kaman vilasan dino yata yamansha kandeya yugatatma gati sneha utra dharansha lalayun. The objects of enjoyment became stale by the influence of Kalpanyas due to the continuance of his lusty desire. See that King Puranjan became very poor in everything, though he did not understand the aim of life. He was still very affectionate towards his wife and children, and he was worried about maintaining them, how they will do without him. Krishna has arrangements for everybody. It's not that if I'm not there, world will be born, I will be finished. That should not be there. That should not be the path. Krishna will protect. He's saying it, Name Master Prasha. Not only him, but if there is a devotee, then in 21 generations are liberated. They are all protected by the arrangement of Krishna. One should not be unnecessarily worried. But think of Krishna and go back home back to Godhead. So this is exactly, this is purpose that Prabhupada is giving the position of present realization. Everyone is engaged in maintaining the body, home, family. Consequently, everyone becomes confused at the end of life, not knowing that the spiritual life and the goal of human life, what is the goal of life, what is the future. In a civilization of sense gratification, that is all materialistic civilization, there cannot be spiritual life. Because a person thinks only of his life, only of this life, he does not think that there is a next life. It is a fact, but they have no information. Neither it is given in any school, colleges, no university, Prabhupada lament that there are so many universities, but there is not a single department which talks about the spirit, soul, our relationship with the Supreme Soul, who we are. Our spirit soul, not the body. What is our goal? Nobody knows the goal. Nobody knows what is the process to obtain our goal. So this is a sick society. And unless we take proper steps of spreading, that is not taking an awful speaking all over, then we should also be still in conclusion, preach this all over the world. So I will give you a little story that we are all missing, maybe later on after. It's text number 10, is it? A little bit longer purpose, but very nice. And all these points that we discussed are there summarized in this word. So text number 10 in the okay. So Gandharva Yavanan, Yavanastantam, Alakanyoko Marjitam, Yatum, Sachakrame Raja, Am Puri, Purim Pasitani Kamata. The city of Nikuranjan was overcome by the Gandharva and Yavana soldier, day and night. Although the king had no desire to leave the city, he was circumstantially forced to do so, for it was smashed by Kalpanya. The Devi entity separated from the association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was with Krishna, avijat, but he gave away, and he was remembering him most but now his wife is trying to enjoy this mortal world. Without him, he cannot enjoy. He is given a chance to enjoy in a particular type of body. He can get the body of Brahman down to that upon the back road. And the baby is the creation, we can understand that the first thing to be our creator was not a Brahman. He created the seven great sages, other Prajapati, increase the universal population. Yes, every living entity according to karma is past desires and activities get the particular type of body from that of Brahma to that of the micro burger. Go. Due to long association with particular type of material body and also due to grace of Kalkani and her Maya, so there is a grace of Kalkani. One becomes overly attached to the material body. Why it is a grace? Then you will understand the quality of the human life. But it is useless. Why are you going to take so much? The death is coming. He has so much material. It's not that without any material. He is getting old, like bruised. We cannot buy it. We cannot digest. The digestion is easier. There are wrinkles on the body. Their hair becomes white. And people try to cover it. That is all right. That we want to cover it. But understand under that, yes, I am getting old. And now I have to give this attachment to all the family members home. Home or bank, the balance of children or grandchildren. And yes, but my attachment should be special. That is a real person. These are all according to our karma. We have some karmic relation with somebody. So we pay off our karma by our relatives. Sometimes it's an enemy, sometimes it's a friend, sometimes. So there is all the karmic. Karma brings us together, karma separates us again. So, and then hear the karma, then we become very close to us. Like if somebody does, like we have troubled for so long time, then they may come to his wife or husband or his children. Because you become so affectionate. And then, naturally, you spend so much of your valuable time in taking care of them, but you rather than using it for Krishna. So, teach child about Krishna consciousness and you become Krishna. Not that affection to the child is denied, but affection to your main should be Krishna, and you should take as a custodian of that child, as a caretaker of that child. The Krishna is in charge of you. So, you have to know whole thing, what is the purpose behind all this. So this is the purpose of why all this creation has happened, because we desired something different. According to our desire, separate desire, with the three gunas they come in our mood of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And if we want to degrade too much, then we are in.
We lost audio. Yeah, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Lalitangi Mataji.
Yeah, Mataji. Oh, okay, I will call him again.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Now, yes. Yeah, you got disconnected.
Hare Krishna. I can dial you myself on this number, 704.
Everybody is able to...
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. We can hear you, Prabhuji. No need to dial. Just continue your class.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Oh, my God.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Let me dial again.
No, Prabhuji. We can hear you, Prabhuji.
Hare Bol.
No, he's not able to hear us. The same problem
Okay, last time.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Prabhuji, please let me call again.
Yeah.
Hello?
Just disconnect, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you're able to hear us?
Let me dial myself, okay? I hope that I can get connected.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
Somehow, it's not working.
But he is not able to hear us.
Okay.
I don't know what to do for that. Is it a problem of connection or... he said he'll dial himself, so let's wait. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You're able to hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Okay, last time actually when you were connected, we were able to hear you, Prabhuji, but what we were talking, you were not able to hear. So now I connected you in another phone, and I'm going to keep this phone near the phone that's connected to the conference.
Okay, yeah, that's what you did last time, yeah. So that's fine.
Yeah,
okay?
So is Prabhuji audible?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, okay. Yeah, please connect.
Is it okay? So due to our long association with a particular type of body, and due to the grace of the Kalkanya and her Maya, one becomes overly attached to the material body. Although it is abode of pain, even if one tries to separate a worm from a stool, the worm will be unwilling to leave. It will return to the stool. Similarly, a hog generally lives in a very healthy state, eating a stool. But if one tries to separate it from its condition and give it a nice place, the hog will be unwilling. Just like Indra became a hog, and he was told that you come and take the position of Indra, he would not do it. Why? Because we get too much attached and we don't want to leave it. Same thing, we are too much attached to this material world and our this body. So we just want to just live in this material world, even if there are so many difficulties. But if we hear more and more about Krishna and his abode and how beautiful it is and how nice it is and how Krishna is so kind, not like any materialistic person of this world, then we will get attached to Krishna. We would, and once yad gatvana nivartante tad dhamo paramam. Once you go to that spiritual kingdom and with so much love and relation, we would not like to leave that place again. So in this way, if we study each, every living entity, we will find that he will defy offer of a more comfortable position. Although King Puranjan was attacked from all sides, he was unwilling to leave the city. In other words, the living entity, whatever his condition, does not want to give up the body, but he will be forced to give it up because after all, this material body cannot exist forever. The living entity wishes to enjoy the material world in different ways, and therefore, by nature's law, is allowed to transmigrate from one body to another. Still the enjoyment propensity does not go away, even if one body is a death. So So whatever yamyam vapi smranam bhavam tijatyante kalevaram tam tame vaiti konteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever desires are there, then Krishna wants to fulfill that into the next life. So he gets that kind, another kind of body. So that way it is continuing because we desire materialistic enjoyment and Krishna gives you all the time some another kind of enjoyment. So this is constantly going on. At the last stage, when the gross body becomes old and invalid, the living entity is reluctant to give it up, despite the fact that it is no longer usable. Although material existence and the material body are not comfortable, why does the living entity not want to leave it? As soon as one gets a material body, he has to work very hard to maintain it. He may engage in different fields of activity, but whatever the case, everyone has to work. No, just so unfortunately, society has no information of the soul's migration because we don't know that we have to accept another, get another body. Most of the people don't know about transmigration of the soul because the living entity does not hope to enter the spiritual kingdom of eternal life, lives in knowledge. He wants to stick to the present body even though it may be useless. So the greatest welfare activity in this material world is the furthering of Krishna consciousness. That is the movement. This movement is giving human society information about the kingdom of God. There is God, there is Krishna, and everyone can return to God and live eternally in bliss and knowledge. A Krishna conscious person is not afraid of giving up the body because his position is always eternal. A Krishna conscious person engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord eternally. Therefore, as long as he lives within the body, he is happy to engage in the loving service of the Lord. And when he gives up the body, he is also permanently situated in the service of the Lord. The saintly devotees are always free and liberated, whereas the karmis who have no knowledge of his spiritual life or the transcendental loving service of the Lord are very much afraid of giving up the rotten material body. So I will end here. We have a temple in Madhya Pradesh, Kharkhon, where there is a program every Sunday. It just started. This is the third Sunday. So I have to go there and give a little bit talk there, but I appreciate all your love and your giving me encouragement and giving me chance to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So I appreciate all of you, particularly Shama Gauri Mataji, who called me that whether I will be able to give the class, and I accepted that. But thank you, and if there is any quick short question I can answer, else I have to go to the next function.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam.
See if there is any.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Are you able to hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. We are very fortunate to have you on the call, Prabhuji. I request all the devotees, if they have any questions for Prabhuji, they can go ahead. Prabhuji gave some short time for us. Thank you, Prabhuji, once again.
Yeah, I have a very short time. So yes. If there is any some question related to this, which is a very nice story of this Puranjan that we read, and there was many other things that I wanted to talk about, but not having enough time is fun to discuss those things. So maybe we will end here. Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji, if there are no more, any questions.
Hare comments. Krishna, Prabhuji, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah, I can hear you.
So, Prabhuji, you covered up to verse 10, right?
Yeah, 10, right.
From yeah, 10, the Puranjan story, Prabhuji.
Right, very yeah, nice. It's a Puranjan story, the story of all of us, overall. If we are materialistic, then that is the story of a materialistic person. And we are all, some extent, still not have become Krishna conscious. So it is our story. But if we reading this more and more, then we will know what is our will be our destiny. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. Anybody has any questions for Prabhuji?
What is that, Masa?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. Thank you for the last minute acceptance of your self, Prabhuji. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling me. Okay.
Yeah, we are very grateful, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Take care of his sisters to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vamcha Kalpata Rupyas Chakrupa Sindhu Bevacha. Vithidhanam Bhavne.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to you.